I couldn't believe it. I saw today, I looked in Minhogim of Minhogim Aritz. He was the Rabbi Duna, Zichron Elvoch, the old Rabbi Duna. I knew him very well. And they recently published his Minhogim, a grandchild of his published his Minhogim. And he had a very well old Minhogim. He was himself brought up in a German pre-war. And a lot of the Minhogim are fascinating. He says that he was makpid to change his dustbin for Pesach. It's interesting. There's no halachic reason to do that. Absolutely no reason to halachically change the dustbin. I don't know why. Perhaps. I'm not sure. And then another interesting was that. That's probably a bit more famous than anything that drops on the floor. There's also no halachic reason for that. Many people are makbet that if something food item drops on the floor, then you don't. You peel it before you eat it on Pesach. Say an apple falls on the floor, you peel it before you eat it, or anything else really. And I saw that he goes a step further. That's a minig from a gadol b'yisrael. Really, if a spoon, any cutlery would fall on the floor, he would put it away for. This was in the pre-disposables days, right? We're talking about if any cutlery would fall on the floor as well, he wouldn't use it for Pesach. For that Pesach. Interesting. I don't know what a lot of these monogamy, it's very hard to halachically rationalize. The Netziv writes somewhere that one shouldn't laugh off the minhagim of Pesach. The Ramah actually writes somewhere that the minhag was to scrub the walls for Pesach. The Ramah writes that. It's very hard to scrub the walls, clean the walls. Pardon?
Paint the
paint walls, yeah. For halachically, I wonder if
paint
there's any. Yeah, they will tell me. They will tell me. Yeah, I know. It's hard to understand why halachically there would be such a.
When they're not, we're talking about walls of the kitchen near the bread oven.
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
I don't remember them occur, but could be that would be a bit more. Even that's, yeah, okay, that you're saying because it's in the kitchen area, so maybe there's some chomets that spritz, yeah. Yeah. Hard to know. Yeah. The Gemara says in Pesachim, if they're not Nevi'im, then at least they're sons of Nevi'im, and whatever they do, normally there's a. The Minhagim are so precious, there's normally reason for it that we may not be aware of. Okay, we're up to 7 Shin Ein, Din Shittuf Be'eruv. We started discussing yesterday the halachas of. Of five residents that live. There's one block of flats which belongs to one Yid, and there's all the residents living there are Yidden. Do they need to make an Eruv or not? And the halacha discussed is if there's a Tfisas Yad, they don't need to make an Eruv, and a Tfisas Yad is defined as, so halacha is as follows. Rabbi said that if there is a heavy item which cannot be moved or removed, which belongs to the owner, that will make all the residents while they're renting, that will make them into guests. And therefore, you don't need to do an Eruv Chatzeres. Again, Rabbi Yisai, the rule is, if all the residents, tenants, if in every single one of them, there is an item which belongs to the owner, say, a rented property, and there is, it's a furnished property, and let's say there's a fridge there, which is very heavy to move, so that will make them all into not just stump tenants, but in fact the visitors by the owner, and therefore no Eruv Chatzeres is required. Okay, we move on. Let's see what the Ramah adds to this one, page 470, in the words of the Ramah. V'yesh oimrim, some say, v'yesham dekolzek she'ein diurin b'chotzer Elohim, this is only if there is no other residence besides them. So it's a block of flats, and all there is tenants. Aval k'sheyesh diurim acherim, but if there's other people there who are non-tenants, if there's other people there living in that block of flats, who is, they are their own owners, owners in their own right, then you're going to have to make an eruv. So all we discussed until now about Tfisas Yad is only the case. If let's say there's 10 or 12 or 15 flats which are rented properties, then there's a concept of Tfisas Yad. However, if some flats are self-occupied, self-owned, then you do need to make an eruv chatzeres. Echot shisoch habayis min ha'ovet kichom v'hiske echot min ha'bira etz l'chaveroi. If there is a flat which belongs to a goy and is renting off the goy, here we're talking, the Gemara is telling us, if this belongs to a goy, then the concept of Tfisas Yad will not apply, and therefore an Erev Chatzeres will be required. Siv Gimel teaches us the next Yesoid, and that's the following scenario. We're talking about in Siv Gimel a case in which, I don't know how, it's a case that is, let's say, five flats, one in front of the other. In order to get to the back one, you need to go through the first four. If you want to get to the fourth flat, you need to go to the first three. You need to stay one behind the other, and the only way to get there is to, how will I explain it the best way? Pardon? No, there's no side passage. The only way to get through is through the flat in front.
It sounds like just one long continuous flat.
Yeah, basically. And the only way to get from one to the next is not, there's no external passage, but you can only go through the... So this Shulchan Aruch, which is actually a Mishnah, is discussing the following case. So let's see. Chamesh Chaburais Sheshofsu Betraklin. If there's five groups of people, Sheshofsu Betraklin, they are living, they are settling, they are staying. Betraklin in a large house. Vechilku b'mechitzes, and they were divided through mechitzes. So imagine five families in a very large estate, and they're separating it through mechitzes. Im oivrim kulam zeh al zeh. If you're all passing one through the other, she'ein pesach pasuach lechotzer, there is no entrance, external entrance, to get out into the chotzer. Elo hachitzen, only the external one, number five. Vekulam oivrim derech olav, and all the other ones, flat number four, area number four, area number three, area number two, area number one, they all need to go through. I don't want to call it a flat. It's a division through mechitzas, or how should we call it? It's not an area, what is it called? So it's a large estate divided through mechitzas. How should we call each?
Zone.
Okay. So each zone, you can only get through zone 2, 3, 4, 5 by going through zone number 1, which is divided by mechitzas. So number 1, zone number 1, ve'en tzirchen liten be'eru ve'elo shnayim apnimi, only the zone number A and zone number B, only those two need an eruv, ve'kol ha'cherim chshum kevei shalohem. And zone number 3, 4, 5, they're all considered beisha entrances. They're all considered an entrance area towards them. And therefore you do not need an eruv. Only one and two need an eruv. The inner ones do not require an eruv. If number 2, 3, 4, 5 have got an exit out into the chotzer, then obviously they all need an eruv chaseres in their own right. Oy, she'ein ovrim zeh al zeh, if they don't go through one another, rak kol echot yesh lo pesach pasuach lebeisha lishnevem vabeisha pasuach lechotzer. Rabbi said, the rule is as follows, let's get this clear. You've got one zone behind the other. One, two, three, four, five. The question is, do they all need an eruv, yes or no? The answer is no. Only the number one and the number two, which are right by the entrance, they will need an eruv chatzeres. Number three, four, five do not need an eruv. And the reason is, because since they're not considered self-contained units, because you can only get through them, through the first and second entrances. So they're not considered independent. And therefore, only the number one, number two need an Erev Chatzeres. Number two, three, four, five do not, number three, four, five do not need an Erev Chatzeres. However, if number three, four, five have a door, external door into the Chatzah, then that makes them self-contained. Therefore, they will need an Erev Chatzeres, yeah. Number two, why does number two need? Good question. Why does number two need? It's also a good question. Mishnah will ask you questions. You've got new tests. Elo shnayim apnimim. Ve'afta asheni hu gam ken beis shal arishon. Although the second one is also considered a beis shal. It's also only, is a bit like, needs to go through the first one. So the second one also surely should not need an eyuv. Sharishin over the echolov. Mikol makom nevertheless. Loi mikri beis shah lefotum in eyuv. It's not considered proper beis shah. It's not considered beis shah to be exempt from an eyuv. The beis shah yochid. If it's a beis shah yochid, then it's rak yochid over the echolov. Loi mikri beis shah. Since there's only, oh I see, that's the reason, Taka. No. It is the second one. So there's, again, so you've got the chotzer, you've got flat number, zone number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 won't be the most in the back. Zone number 1 needs an eyuv. Zone number 2 is also needs an eyuv because he doesn't make it a base shah. The fact there's only one unit before that doesn't make it a base shah. He's like a shared number 1, number 2. Since number 1 needs an eyuv chatzeres anyway because that's out of the chotzer. But number 2 is, since there's only one zone before that, that doesn't, so therefore, zone is not considered beis shah, and therefore, it will need a number three has got to be two in front of them, and that makes it into just a passage and only, and therefore, it's not a self contained unit. You're right. I think I've told you you're right. Let me just check what it says in Siv Zayin. You're right. Naftali, you're right. I did not explain this Shulchan Aruch correctly. On the contrary, that it's number 1, and number 2, and number 3, and number 4. Zone number 1, 2, 3, 4, which are Potter. And it's the Pnimi, the internal one, which is Chayef. Because all the first four are the ones which are considered the entrance area. A beis shah, pardon? Yeah, that's right. Very good. That's it. Very good. Naftali, thank you very much for catching me out. Very good. Yes, yeah, so it's the pinimi, the internal one, which is chayv be'eruv. All the front ones are considered the passageway towards the inner one. And therefore, they are all potu. And the pinimi, the internal one, is chayv be'eruv. And we're learning now also number four is also potu. He's also chayiv be'eruv because it's not considered beis shah. The fact there's only one in front of it. Very good. That's pshat. Very good. Very good. Naftali, thank you very, very much. Excellent. Okay. Now the rest of the Shulchan Aruch is going to be the rest of this seif is discussing the definition of those mechitzas. We're discussing now those five zones. Should we call it zones? Was that right? Is that the best way to describe it? Imagine you've got one big room and they're divided by zones, is right? Compartments?
Sections.
Compartments, okay. Now, in order to define as to whether they require an eruv in their own right or not, we need to define if they're considered self-contained units, yes or no. And the way to decide that is we have to look at the mechitzas. How are those mechitzas, how solid are those mechitzas? How strong are those mechitzas that we should define this as self, as every compartment being in its own right? So we're going to look now at those mechitzas to define as to whether they all are considered one big happy family, or are they all self-divided, separated units? So let's look at those mechitzas now. Let's see what makes those mechitzas separating mechitzas. And when those mechitzas are considered, no, those mechitzas are not really separating. Let's go through this. Okay. If those mechitzas are reaching the ceiling, within 3 tefachim from the ceiling, then every room is its own right, because they're reaching the ceiling. Separate rooms, they're all separate rooms. Even if it's just of material, it's soft, but it's reaching the ceiling. Therefore, it's considered a separating mechitza. So now, if these bnei achotza are giving the eruv in a different house in the chotza, they will all need an eruv. Because why do they all need an eruv? Because it's all considered a separating mechitza. It reached the ceiling. They're all room in their own right. But if the eruv was placed in one of those compartments in this area, in this house, you do not require to need an eruv, because ultimately it's all considered one house, and therefore they're all part of each other. And the house which the eruv is placed, you don't need to put an eruv. So in terms of, there's a bit of a distinction over here. As far as others are concerned, they're considered separate units, and they all need to be given eruv in their own right. However, if the eruv is placed in one of those 5 compartments, it's considered the eruv being in their house, and therefore they do not need to give an eruv to anybody else as well. So it's a subtle separation. Also, if there's nobody else living in the chotza, they do not need an eruv. Now, next paragraph. Chilku b'mechitzas, but if they were separated mechitzas, she'enu goes letiko. If the mechitzas were separated, those 5 compartments, with mechitzas that do not reach the ceiling, afnim ne'achotze noisni meruvim be'echot mishah be'achotze, dai be'eruv echot lechol chamish chaburis. It's considered if they're one large unit, because the mechitzas are not reaching the ceiling. So it's considered as if it's one large unit. And therefore, they all give one bit towards the eruv, and that's fine. If miktsasen also mechitzes, miktsasen lo also mechitzes. If some did the proper mechitzes, some didn't, then we're going to separate. Oysen shalosim chulakim. Those who made the mechitzes are considered separate. Oysen shalos who hankim mishnaf, and those who didn't do mechitza are considered joint. Ve'moyudurin ba'aliyas mamash. If there were dwellings in second floors, like in a second floor, slightly higher up, even if they put in a taklin, every chabur needs to need an eruv, because that's considered separate. Somebody has got a private rebbe in the house, or a scribe in his house, and similarly also talmidim learning in front of their rebbe, and they're all living together but in separate rooms. But if they all have their own room, but even if they eat separately, they're considered one unit, because they're here for one another. The Rebbe for the Talmud, the scribe for the Rebbe, and similarly, the Talmud, the Rebbe, the scribe, and the Melamed, they're all here for another, therefore they won't ask for one another. So Rabbi said, what we need to take out from this is the following yesoid. To cut it in one short, sharp sentence. If we are looking at 5 zones, we're looking at the mechitzas. If the mechitzas are proper separating mechitzas, we're looking at every zone, every compartment being in its own right, and therefore they all need to be part of the eruv in their own right. If the mechitzas are not proper mechitzas, we're looking at it as one unit. And since it's one unit, they can all share and be part in terms of, as far as the eruv is concerned, it's considered one unit, and therefore they can all do the eruv as one. And if there's a second floor, it's considered a separate unit. And finally, what we learned is the melamed and the sofer, talmidim, that's all considered, they won't ask one another. Okay, so that's with regards to Seif Gimel. And we shall continue Metz Shem tomorrow with Seif Dalet. I wish you a very good evening, and happy Pesach cleaning.